Hi, I'm Ali Beard and welcome to this week's SEC Modcast. Our aim is to keep you up to speed with all the latest news in the world of modifications, including recent developments on specific modifications, more details on the proposed release implementation document for the November 2019 release, and looking forward to the June and November 2020 releases. We've received the preliminary assessment for SEC MP53. This modification aims to amend the target response times, which are the round-trip journeys for service requests that need to be processed as part of an installation and commissioning of a smart meter. Coming in at a cost of £235,000 and taking around 3 to 6 months for the DCC central system changes to be implemented, it is currently targeted for the June 2020 release. Unfortunately, this preliminary assessment arrived too late for it to be discussed at the May monthly working group meeting, so it is scheduled for discussion at the June monthly working group meeting, which will take place on the 5th of June. If you would like to attend this meeting, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. Other modifications that will be discussed and the final agenda for the June working group meeting will be confirmed on the 22nd of May. Modifications 58 and 60 were approved at the April Change Board meeting, and their referral windows have now closed without any comments being received, meaning these decisions are final. Modification 58 amends SEC Appendix AH, the Self-Service Interface Design Specification, by removing the low-level detail and functional requirements and moving these to a new technical specification document titled the SSI Baseline Requirements Document, which will be created and maintained by the DCC. This will now be implemented on the 27th of June in the June 19 SEC release. Modification 60, which aims to extend the time where a device can be listed as pending on the smart metering inventory before it needs to be removed, from 12 to 36 months, will be implemented on the 7th of November as part of the November 19 release. You can visit our website for more information about these changes. No new draft proposals have been raised this week, but we want to hear whether issues covered by the existing draft proposals affect you and your company, and if so, how. Please email us any comments or call us about any of the proposals. You can also download a list of the comments we've already received on each draft proposal from our website. The May panel meeting is today, the 10th of May, and the papers for this are available on our website under the panel meeting event page. The modification report for modification 55 has been presented to the panel for sign-off, and the modification report consultation, your chance to comment on whether this change should be approved or rejected, will be issued next week. We are also discussing the updated November 2019 SEC release implementation document and our proposed scope for the June 2020 and November 2020 releases. The latest update on the November 2019 release is that it includes implementation of modifications 18, 23, 25, 39 and 60, and if a decision is reached in time, modifications 55 and 62. The updated release implementation document will be published on the releases page of our website on Monday. The June 2020 release is currently proposed to include the implementation of modifications 15, 53, 56 and an additional part of modification 62, and the November 2020 release is proposed to include modifications 7, 10, 13, 24, 46 and 67. We will be issuing an invitation for your comments on these provisional scopes for the 2020 releases next week. We will also be engaging with the TABASC and OPS groups for their views. The panel will review all comments received in June and firm up the scopes for these releases. Information about these modifications can be found on our website, or we're always happy to answer any questions you have if you email us at sec.change@gemserve.com or call us on 0207 090 7755. And that's it for this week's modcast. We'll be issuing our next modcast on the 17th of May. If there is anything else you want to hear about from us on these modcasts, or if you have any questions or comments, please call one of the team or email us at sec.change@gemserve.com.